The Department of Natural Resources has approved the proposed polar ice bottling plant and also turned down a request for a hearing to appeal that decision. The tribe and the trout fishing groups accuse the DNR of ignoring the state's responsibility to protect groundwater resources. They say the plant could eventually affect water levels in the Wolf River. Attorney Melissa Scanlon is representing the opponents of the bottling plant.
The legal issue that we're challenging in this case is whether or not the Department of Natural Resources is prohibited from protecting the public trust doctrine, public trust resources, when they are approving high-capacity well permits to pump groundwater that will ultimately be bottled and exported from the watershed.
A spokesperson for the DNR says current state law makes it hard to justify extensive study of new high-capacity wells unless they affect a public water supply. Todd Ames says the department is pushing for a law that would expand their authority.
We think we should have the authority to look at these broader questions. We think that we should have comprehensive groundwater quantity management legislation in this state, and we're working to make that happen. But we do not believe the legislature has granted us that authority to date.
The man who wants to build the bottling plant says it will actually reduce the amount of water currently being pumped from springs on his land by more than 900,000 gallons a day. He's already pumping thousands of gallons of spring water into several ponds for a fish hatchery. He plans to shut down those pumps when he opens the bottling plant. But bottling plant opponent Mitch Bent of the Antigo chapter of Trout Unlimited says it's not the amount of water being pumped, but where it's going. He says with the fish hatchery, the water stayed in the local aquifer. That's not so with the bottling plant.
In the case of the hatchery, the water gets to the same place as it would have if the hatchery wasn't there. With a water bottling operation, it will leave the watershed.
The DNR has 20 days to respond to the legal challenge to its decision not to hold a hearing on the new bottling plant. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.